Well, welcome back to part two of Controversial Truths. We're going to discuss some of the things that I heard Alex Hormozi talk about on a recent podcast episode. As I mentioned before, when I listen to something or I read something, I am studying it to see what bits of gold, right, that I can extract from it. But I'm also looking to see what's BS and what has actual real content. And there's so many fakers out there. You know, I've been self-employed. I've been the sole income earner of my household for the past 26 years. So when you've been around as long as I have, you've kind of been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and you know what works, and you know what doesn't work so well, and you know when somebody is telling truth, and you know when somebody's really accomplished, or whether somebody is just full of BS, right? So I'm very, very impressed with Alex. I said that before on part one, but I'll say it again because he's a rare bird. There's very few people out there that are just offering really great information that have actually been in the trenches and have made it work. So good for him, and want to give him a shout out for that. So today in Controversial Truths part two, one of the things that Alex said was you need to commit yourself fully to something that you care about. And I got to thinking about that. And I said, you know what? That's why people that are successful do so well. It's because they actually really care about it. They are super passionate about the thing. So you have to kind of ask yourself, you know, do I really care about what it is that I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, or am I just doing it because it's a job? It's a way for me to earn some income. And I think if you really want to do this at a high level, you have to get to that place where the work that you do is something that you're super passionate about. So it's a great question. And I know it gave me pause. It made me stop and think for a minute because there have been times over the past 26 years where I've done some things that, no, I didn't really care about them all that much. And matter of fact, some of the things are things I didn't even really want. How's that for insane, right? Doing, moving towards something that you don't actually want. But a lot of us do that, right? Because we're told by other people that this is what we should do, or maybe this is another path that might work for you. So instead of really internally, you know, really thinking about it and saying, well, is that for me? We just go ahead and do it. And what ends up happening is we just throw ourselves off track and it moves us further away from creating the kind of life we really want for ourselves. So I just thought that was great. I mean, you really have to take the time to stop and hear what somebody's saying, but then align it with your values to see if it matches up, right? To make sure that it matches what you actually want. So here's the thing. What we have to do is in order to figure out what's something that we actually care about or what's something that we're passionate about, we have to figure out our why, right? Because if our why is big enough, we can really move mountains. We have to get some leverage on ourselves in order to do something. Because if it's just, okay, well, you know, it's sort of kind of okay, right? We're just not going to do it. So what I have found with most people that I know that are super successful, there's a couple of different drivers that drive them. One is they've had some sort of pain in their life. They really had some sort of pain in their life, something where it hurts so bad that it just moved them into action, right? That is a massive amount of leverage, right? Tony Robbins says this all the time. He says, people do more to avoid pain than they will to gain pleasure. So when you have an immense amount of pain, that pain is a good motivator. It gets you moving because you just can't take the pain anymore. Fear is also a great motivator. One of the mentors I had at one time, I thought it was really interesting because we had this conversation and he said, well, what motivates you, Bill? And I said, well, what motivates me is when somebody says I can't do something. What motivates me is seeing how good that I can actually become at something. I've been given a certain measure of gift and talent. So I feel like if I'm not using 100% of those gifts and talents, I'm literally derelict in my duties. I'm failing if I'm not reaching my full potential in everything that I do. If I'm not giving it my all, I'm failing, right? That's my definition. That's what I tell myself. But for him, it was very different. For him, it was fear of loss. It was fear of losing everything that he had built. So that's what drives him to work so hard. That drives him to step up and continue to get better because he's always scared that if he doesn't keep up and he doesn't stay one step ahead, that he could possibly lose everything. Again, It's neither here nor there, nor right or wrong. It's just a different motivator. Okay. And then some people, they just have a passion. You know, they just have a passion and a purpose. They love to do the thing that they do. So, for example, when I get up on stage, because I had so much pain in my past, right, where it really literally drove me to a place where I started to study successful people. And I said, what do these people do? What makes them tick, right? I want to know. And that became a study. And because I spent so much time doing it, and because it had such a massive impact on my life, that motivated me and made me super passionate about it. So when I get up on stage and I talk about this stuff, right, this isn't theory that I'm talking about. This is actually things that really impacted my life. And I know it'll impact somebody else's life if they will just have the ears to hear what I'm saying and apply it to their life. So sometimes it's a combination of both. It could be pain and pleasure and passion, right? It can be a mixture of all of those things. So I thought that was just great. I really did. I thought that was great. And when you listen to Alex, you really see how passionate he really is about his work, right? He's a super achiever, and he feels like if he doesn't put in the work and he's done less than what he could have done, then that is massive failure to him. So that's a great driver. Now, next thing is we're going to switch topic a little bit, okay? Because this is something that I have definitely found will get people confused if they are trying to grow a business and they're not above $1 million, okay? So if you haven't earned at least $1 million in your business, this is where sometimes you listen to somebody who is mega successful and they're making multi-millions of dollars and you're trying to model and do what they're doing. Well, the thing is you can't do what they're doing, right? Because they're in a totally different place. That's not where they started. So what they're sharing and what they're talking about and what may come across in a podcast conversation is what they're doing now. It's not what they're doing back then when they first got started. So for example, Alex was talking about a CEO friend of his who was very, very successful in the first place, but he wanted to get better at being more present on social media. So Alex asked him a question. He says, well, how much, how much content are you putting out per day? Right. And this gentleman said to him, well, I put out something once a day. And Alex said, wow. He goes, well, we put out 300 pieces of content a week. Okay. So that's like 40 something pieces of content a day or over the course of the week. Right. So of course his friend was like, wow. Okay, Alex, thanks for setting, the bar so high, setting a new bar, raising the standard. Because obviously, in order for me to produce the results that you're getting right now, right, I'm going to have to really up my game, right? I mean, that's a 300% increase in putting content out there. So if you are in a business and or you're starting a business or you're trying to grow your own business and you look at that, you're like, how am I ever going to do that? That's crazy. How would I ever put out 300 pieces of content a day? The answer is this: you don't yet. Right? You don't do that yet. He has a team of people now. So what you do is you start where you are and you gradually build up to that point. So when you first start in a business, you're growing your business, you should be hyper-focused on one thing, one product, one service. That's it. Because a confused mind, right, can't make a decision, and an unfocused mind can't move its way forward. And if you're always chasing the next shiny thing, you're never going to get anywhere. So you have to be able to focus on one thing at a time and get really good at that one thing and promoting that one thing. Okay. Number two, you really want to choose one platform, right? It's very, very difficult to jump on every different social media platform that there is, right? There's only so much time that you have in a day in order to be able to do that. And especially if you are under that $1 million mark, right? You're probably going to be trying to do a lot of this, or maybe you get a social media company to help you to start doing this, but they're going to post something once a week for you or a couple times a week for you. Certainly they're not going to post 300 pieces of content for you, at least at a rate that would be even affordable for you to be able to do that. Okay. So again, if you stay focused on one thing, one product, one service, and you stay focused on one platform that you're really, really good at, well, now you can be really effective in there and you can start building that company. So everything's going to go in stages, okay? So yes, Alex completely raised the bar on this. And it was funny because I was kind of looking at the numbers and I was like, okay, well, at 300 pieces of content a week, his output is amazing, but he's got a team of people to do this, right? So even if you only put in 50% of his effort, right, that would be 150 pieces of content per week. I think that's still probably a heck of a lot more than most people could possibly do. If he did 25% of what he did, that'd be 75 pieces of content per week. Again, probably far more than somebody just starting out could do. 10% of his effort would be about 30 pieces of content per week. So 30 divided by, let's go by 6 days in a week. That would be 5 pieces of content a day. Even that can be quite a bit. So what do? Where do we start? Well, we start with a baby step, right? We eat that elephant one bite at a time. So even if you started with 1% of his effort, right? You have to remember that his income is so high as compared to the 99.9% of the people who are running businesses. If you start at 1%, that would be 3 pieces of content per week. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So the most important part about that is that you're consistent. You consistently do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You don't do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week, and then skip 2 weeks, and then come back and do one Monday and then Friday, and then skip another week, and then come back and try to do it again, and then forget about it, right? You've got to just be consistent. It's how you consistently show up, right? This is how you're promoting yourself in what you do. Now, as you get accustomed to doing this and you get better at it and you get more proficient at it, now you can increase it. How do you increase it? Little by little, right? We get better inch by inch, right? Inch by inch is a cinch. Yard by yard can be very hard. So now instead of 3 pieces of content per week, well, maybe now you go to 4. And then eventually you go to 5 and you keep working your way up. But again, you're still focused on what am I putting content out on? I'm putting content out on my one product or my one service, and I'm putting it into that one place where I know that my customer avatar is that I can reach with my message, and I want to be in front of them all the time. Okay. So that's pretty much what I got out of that. And some of the things that he said reminded me of a mentor that I got to learn from a long time ago. His name was Nick Kokinos. Okay. We called him Mr. C. And one of the things that Nick said was don't expect to get, if you put in part-time effort, don't expect to get full-time results. So sometimes we see what somebody's doing and we're like, wow, they're so lucky, right? Wouldn't it be nice that, you know, to be that person? But then when you actually look and see what they do and the amount of work that they put in order to get it, you got to be careful what you wish for, because you would have to have the same passion, the same drive, and the same commitment to doing that. So I know Alex talked about it on the podcast. I mean, he probably works like 14-hour days. I think he said he takes a half a day off on Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember which day he said, but basically a half a day off. Other than that, he's working on it. Now, I'm not saying that's good or bad, but here's the thing. That's what he does for fun. He likes it. It's a challenge. It's exciting. It's, you know, he could be off playing golf, but that's not the challenge he's chosen. The challenge he's chosen is his business. So he's super passionate about that. So again, just because it doesn't match, it may not match exactly with what you want, but the point is that if you're putting in part-time effort, right, if you're not putting in the same level of commitment, the same level of work as somebody like Alex is, you can't expect to get that same result, okay? So I'll leave you with this. Here's the question is, what is your level of commitment to your craft? And then how consistent are you on a daily basis? Now, again, to me, it doesn't matter, right? Your definition of success is your definition of success, right? It doesn't have to be the same as Alex. It doesn't have to be the same as mine. It doesn't have to be the same as your next door neighbor. It doesn't have to be the same as your closest buddy. It doesn't have to be the same as your favorite guru. Well, what it has to be is it has to be yours. But the question is what is your level of commitment to the thing that you want based on the level of success that you want, that you own that? That is yours. You don't have to run somebody else's race. But what is your level of commitment to the level that you have committed to? And then how consistent are you? Because that's what gets it done. It's the fundamentals showing up every single day, doing those things day in and day out that really get it done. So just some great stuff. Again, had a lot of fun with this. We'll be back with part 3. And until then, have an amazing day and look forward to seeing you on the next one.